on the Heart of Broadway here. I was going to say exclusive downtown Cape. Ain't nothing exclusive about downtown Cape.
Mm-mm.
Except the smell. Mm-mm. And Leonard.
Leonard I'll give you as a that is exclusive to downtown Cape. The smell certainly is not. It's that's pretty much all over the place.
It's swampy. If you live in Cape Girardeau and a guy has walked up to you and asked you for how much, Jesse?
Usually it's like 83 cents.
It's specific is the important thing.
Sometimes it's 92 cents. Yeah. Like it's a very specific amount of change that he asks you for.
Then you know Leonard. Now, to be fair, he would never do that.
No, you know him.
You know him. He would never do that. Lindsay, do you remember Leonard?
Yeah, I remember Leonard.
Remember when our car broke down and Leonard offered to help?
And then asked us for 84 cents.
Yeah.
And then yelled at some lady in a car driving past. He's like, oh, don't mind her. She's my sister. She's crazy.
Yeah. So so our car like broke down at what is now... that place over
Firehouse Subs,
Smokehouse Subs.
Smokehouse 61.
There it is. Yeah. So our car broke down over there, and when trying to fix it, Lindsay's door was open, and she gets out, and I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna back it up." And I wasn't thinking, so I backed it up with the door open, and there's one of those poles sticking out of the ground, which bent the door forward.
Are you straight up Tommy Boy?
Yeah. I did. Which is where we got the door shut, and from then on out, I had to crawl across from the driver's side.
That's true. I pushed
you don't remember the Taurus, do you?
No, yeah, I do remember the Taurus. Okay. You guys didn't have it very long when mm-hmm. I knew you, but...
I pushed the door back into the car, secure it. It can't be open, but at least it's closed. And then, from the darkness, Leonard creeps up and offers to help fix the car. And I remember looking at him and thinking, what the fuck are you going to do for my car other than steal the pennies out of it? So I politely declined. Then he asked for like 84 cents. And while he does this, this car full of people drive by and they yell at him. So I'm like, oh, stop with your begging ass. And he goes, shut up, bitch. That's my sister. Don't listen to her. The DNA test did not prove it was his sister. So, hey, what's up, guys? It's Podzilla After Dark. Shannon Young, your host tonight, with the lovely Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
Not where I thought you were going, but hey.
It's accurate.
Oh.
The stunningly beautiful Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hello.
And the magnanimously angry Mandy, who's also stunningly gorgeous, to my left.
Not always angry.
Who's eating cheese.
Yes.
Did you just bring enough cheese for everyone?
Just
no.
Pulling strings of cheese off.
I did bring 3 cheese sticks with me, but I ate 2 on the way.
What's happening?
Something's really funny.
Do I need to take you to Cheese Industries?
No. Well, I mean, apparently in animation, there's an argument over which is funnier, cheese or bananas.
Bananas are not funny. They're sexy. You know what they remind me of? It's not what you think. Dicks.
But wait a minute.
Is that what you thought it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
But banana peels are hilarious. Because, see, people trip on banana peels and they fall down. What's funnier than someone falling down?
If they're fat. If fatty falls down, it's even funnier. Have you ever tried to trip on a banana peel?
No.
It's impossible. I put a banana peel down and I walked over it. All I did was step on it.
And go swish.
Yeah, the cartoons lie.
Yeah.
Wonder if maybe it's like a... Because I heard this recently and I don't know how true it is, but
yeah,
apparently...
Right.
Oh,
eat your cheese. Eat your cheese, Skillet.
Bananas change like fairly significantly over time. As in, like, if you go to the grocery store right now and buy a banana, it is extremely different than the banana you would have purchased 100 years ago.
I thought you meant like in a frame of time of that banana in particular, because I can also tell you that when I buy a banana at the store, it looks significantly different from 2 days later.
That's true.
That's called ripening.
It's terrible. Like, my banana looks so nice and yellow and partly green. I'm like, okay, I'll get it when it's a little, like, right before it's ripe. So that way it'll be perfect in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But a day after that day, it looks like it's diseased. I no longer want the banana.
I got a banana stand thing, and I have found that it increases the longevity of the banana significantly.
I'm gonna have to do that.
They've got them for like $3 at Walmart. Buy the bananas.
It reminds me of Bob's banana hammock. When for Christmas his family bought him a thong, and in the front where his penis goes, it was a rattlesnake. And when he shakes his dick, it rattles.
Hold on, I have so many questions. How do you know?
Well, I heard him jingling in his room after he got it. I thought there was a snake in my boots. And he didn't wear it at our apartment, but he did wear it at his home. When they got it for him, he went and changed into it and walked out in just the song.
His relationship with his family is very different than mine.
Very. Jesus.
I mean, I know Bob is not shy.
He's not shy. Bob is explosive because he doesn't really do anything, but when he does, boy howdy.
Because I very much could see, like, if I was ever at your house late at night some night and then Bob didn't know I was there, I could easily see him walking out in that.
Yeah.
Just to get, like, some milk or something.
No. It'd just be him bare.
It'd be him naked.
Oh, I heard you.
Funny you use the term bare. Hello, Jesse. thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's going to be
probably left already.
No, they love this. From what I've been told, I know a lot of people that Thursday is their favorite show just because it's like listening to your friends talk. Oh. It's like hanging out with your friends. So for those of you that are listening to the Thursday show because you just like to hear us bullshit, hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, at this point, I think that's all we get on the Thursday show. So everybody that would have started listening is still listening.
Yeah, and you have our promise that tonight, here's a list of things we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about police brutality. We're not going to talk about racism. We're not going to talk about Trump. I am going to mention real quick the hurricanes, because fuck.
Seriously.
Like, that ain't no joke.
Lining up like bitches.
There's three hurricanes right now, right? Uh-huh. Plus Harvey's still going.
Yeah.
But it's a tropical storm at this point, right?
Yeah, it's Tropical Storm Harvey, but I thought, is there another one other than Irma?
Yeah, there's
Irma,
two more.
And is it Jose that's off? It's further into the Atlantic.
I'm looking it up real quick.
And then there's another one in the Gulf Coast. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
And then there's those fires in Montana.
Yeah, all the...
The fires on the West Coast.
Yeah, the West Coast is just literally lit.
So being it's landlocked for once is working.
So
right now.
It's Katia, Irma, and Jose.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Irma is looking to be a historic one.
Yeah.
I think it already wiped out an island that wasn't inhabited.
Very bad. Very bad stuff. Not good. He did. That's how he described it. Not good.
They're talking about right now over the Atlantic.
Shit, I said we were going to talk.
Over the Atlantic, I think last I read it was like 185 mile per hour winds.
Yeah.
Just 10 shy of the record.
That's insane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It will likely still be going. There's a possibility that it's going to be going that fast when it makes landfall.
All the times that I thought I'd love to live on the coast by the ocean.
I want to live on the West Coast.
Right.
You'd
rather be dealing with the fires.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you go out in the water, you'll be safe from the fire. You can't be, but you can't really go anywhere to be safe from a hurricane.
Yeah, inland.
Underground?
Yeah.
Further inland.
Yeah.
Because I know our friend Stephanie lives down in Georgia. She's
being evacuated.
Yeah, she's peacing out.
She messaged me last night, yeah. So we hope Stephanie's safe, of course.
Now, I don't think
she said she will be.
I don't think Georgia's being evacuated, she did say she's going to visit or going to go stay with a friend in North Carolina.
Which they're not much better, though.
No, because
that'll be better than Georgia.
I've been following the few people I know in Florida. Because
North and South Carolina.
And it's looking like the storm's going
to
hit further up east.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully by then it won't be what it is in Florida.
Well, no, what he's saying from where he's at is like, yeah, they're still all in like warnings, but from the weather patterns, it's looking like it won't necessarily.
Well, I mean, they've definitely started evacuating Florida.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said be ready at a moment's notice to leave. Because,
jacked up all the air tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that article.
Wait,
too.
What? I didn't see that.
I know Delta was one post that they skyrocketed their prices to get people
out.
Then
a bunch
out.
Of people got flack, so I know, I don't remember which airline, but one of them is capping all of their tickets at $99. They're not doing anything over it because of everyone price gouging. And
although that could have been fake, you never know anymore on the internet. So
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
I knew two of my good friends were down there for vacation. The airlines wouldn't change their flight so they could leave sooner, and then they rented a car. And something with that company can only be returned in Orlando or south of it. So then they had to backtrack all the way to Orlando to get a car that would be able to return in St. Louis.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was not.
Good Lord.
If ever I thought the world was like coming to an end, it'd be now.
Yeah. My grandma's in Florida, and they're just like, yeah, we'll figure it out. They're up higher, though.
I love the old people that just, like, sit on their porch. They've boarded up their window. I ain't leaving.
No, they haven't. Their neighbor has the house all, like, boarded and stuff, and my grandma's like, we'll probably be fine. I'm not worried about it. If it comes to it, we'll figure it out.
Boy, that's not me. That ain't me. As soon as they said it's going to rain hard, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
Bye.
Definitely don't ever go to Florida.
Yeah.
Because, I say apparently, obviously, this is not a... Getting a hurricane in Florida is not unusual.
Yeah.
Getting a Category 5 hurricane
is
unusual. And obviously, yeah, you want to peace out. What I'm kind of excited for, and I know that it's going to be awful and everything, I recently subscribed to a subreddit called Weather Gifts.
Oh, no.
Oh, I remember you saying that, yeah.
And I love this subreddit.
Is it just like nature, just cool weather, nature-y type things?
Yep. And sometimes it's like people being affected by it, but not in like horrible ways.
That's good, because like if you're just like clicking on videos of like dead bodies floating around, you're just like, hey.
No. The one gift that I saw of that actually had people in it, most of it is just like, you know, really bad winds, like, you know, tornadoes and stuff going and like other cool stuff. The one that had people in it was after this tsunami in Japan. I think it was either Japan or China.
The one a couple years ago?
It was fairly recently. There was a huge one. I think it was Japan, but it might have been China. But either way, there was a huge tsunami over there very recently, like 2 months ago, I think. Mm-hmm. This is when I first found the subreddit. And there were people basically like the winds were like, you know, upwards of 100 mile per hour winds. So there were people trying to navigate the streets and get places when the wind was this bad. And there were two people that literally just got kind of like blown across the street.
There was a video I saw a long time ago of a very windy day and there were ducks. A big duck and baby ducks, and they were walking.
Baby
ducks just started flying everywhere. I mean, they were okay, folks. Don't worry. Baby ducks never die. They only succeed. Mandy's passing notes.
No,
in class.
I'm making him type in that subreddit because I want to see it.
Oh, yeah, man. Nature. I love watching videos of like tornadoes and stuff and lightning storms and stuff.
I like
that.
Lightning storms.
They're really awesome to look at, but terrifying to be in. We are, of course, in the tornado
alley
area. Of the United States.
Yeah, I think it's straight up Tornado Alley is where we're technically located.
But we haven't had anything really affect us. It's hit north and south. I mean, wasn't it Perryville not too long ago got hit with a pretty bad tornado
right before I took over my store.
Yeah.
Because there were like three tornadoes that touched down in the area.
And then Joplin a couple years ago pretty much got wiped off the map.
Yeah, I was about to say took out completely.
Yeah, so it's scary, but we've been lucky enough to avoid it here in Cape.
And we also get, that one's great. What? I saw that one today.
It's just literally a wall of...
Is that water?
Yeah, it's a wave.
That's called a tsunami. Like...
Okay, I don't think that's a wave because
I think it's clouds.
Yeah, because I see people moving. Yeah. Unless,
it's like waves.
Unless Storm was there.
Well, I thought it was just
and she stopped the water.
I thought it was really, really slowed down.
Can't she stop water? If only there was a hero that could control water.
You guys just ruined my moment there.
Is there one that could control water?
I'm trying to think of an X-Man that can. And nothing's coming.
Everyone looks at Aquaman. They're like, "Do something." He's like, "What do you want me to do?
Let me talk to the dolphin."
Is his name like Triton, the Inhuman? But I don't think he can control water. I think he just swim in it. Namor.
That's not an ability.
I know.
Swimming in water is not a superpower. So what do? He puts on a speedo. Watch this.
Well, the thing is, he got turned fishy. He's all scaly and everything. Because then there's Namor. He's just basically Aquaman, though.
He's Marvel's Aquaman, right?
Yeah, he doesn't really have any water manipulation powers. Yeah, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I know there exists a comic book character that can control water. I just can't think of it.
If only water were a man, there'd be some woman that could do it because they're good at manipulating. Huh? High fives up here? Nobody?
I mean, not our fault you're easily manipulated.
I'm not easily manipulated. Easily. Hey, you know what we watched? Yesterday, Jesse?
What's that?
Watch Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah,
and I liked it. I did too. I thought it was really good. I've had a lot of people tell me how bad it is and how they're, you know, of course you hear whitewashing and all that stuff. And I guess in this one it's kind of true because it is and it isn't. I don't know if I want to spoil the movie. All right, I'm going to spoil it. If you've never seen Ghost in the Shell and you don't want to be spoiled, well, that includes you too.
I don't care.
You probably don't care.
To be fair, when I originally watched the animated Ghost in the Shell, I had to watch it three times. One, to get the whole way through, and two, to understand it because I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the anime.
This one's much more exciting. It's
the pacing is so much better.
And it's gorgeous. Like, the set pieces are amazing. It looks
is
so
it
cool.
Live action?
Live action. Yeah. It's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
And everyone was upset because
that's right.
Scarlett Johansson was playing an anime character, Japanese anime, Major Motoko
Kusanagi.
But the story is that her body was destroyed, so she's now in this new body, which is from the anime. It's just this new body is white, and the person she used to be was Kusanagi, the Asian woman. Mm-hmm. So it's not really whitewashing. It's part of the story.
But is everybody else Asian?
A lot of people are, but this is kind of set in a world where a lot of different people of different ethnicities are in it. So, I mean, there's a good Asian, you know, presence in the film, but not everybody is Asian. And I guess it is set. Is it set in Tokyo?
It's something along those lines. It's very heavy in that set.
Right. Because, I mean, it's very, very Asian influence.
I was going to say, my understanding is that it's supposed to be future Tokyo.
I think it is, but I'm not 100%
sure. It's been so long since I watched
it. I'll tell you who's in it. Beat Takeshi is in it.
That name sounds familiar, but
he's I love him, and he's in it, and he's great, and it was a good movie. And I thought about all the other anime films that were turned into live action movies, and
were awful.
Well, I thought, were they awful, or are we just conditioned to believe that they're awful by the people that are like such big anime fans that they will never accept anything? Because everyone said Ghost in the Shell was terrible. I loved it. A lot of people said Death Note was terrible.
I haven't watched Death Note yet, so I can't form an opinion on it.
Yeah, I really like Death Note as well.
I thought it was really good.
But Dragon Ball was terrible.
Okay, and
Dragon
then, yeah. Well, terrible. I wasn't going to talk about those.
I wasn't going to talk about the ones that actually
terrible. Well, because I hate Dragon Ball anyway. Dragon Ball could have been directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Leonardo freaking DiCaprio as Goku. And I still would have hated it, because I just don't like Dragon Ball.
And I like Dragon Ball, and I hated that movie.
Well, I think everyone hated that movie. That was the great uniter.
Yeah.
A lot of people. But what about Speed Racer?
I don't remember Speed Racer. Other than it being very colorful and then playing on the like overly fast talking. That's literally all I remember.
John Goodman was in it. That's all you have to say.
What? Yeah, I never watched it.
What are some other live action anime movies? So I know there's a bunch that I know there's like Kite, but I never heard of the anime or manga. So
I mean, there are definitely a bunch in Japan.
And they're always terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I watched,
for whatever reason,
Blood had
super
that
low
terrible CG monster at the end that kind of killed it.
Blood the Last Vampire? Uh-huh. Yeah. There wasn't a great adaptation for that. But we
definitely have not had very many animes adapted into Western films.
Other than Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball and Ghost in the Shell.
There's a lot of manga that you would not expect to be manga because it's not so ridiculously over the top. Like Old Boy. Old Boy is a manga. And you never heard Old Boy?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it was a good Japanese film based on a manga that was turned into I never watched this one. It was directed by Spike Lee. It had Josh Brolin in it.
Hmm.
I'm surprised you've never seen Old Boy. You might like it.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
All I remember about Old Boy is there's a part in the Japanese movie where he eats a squid live.
Ew.
He literally has a living squid in his hand. He just bites into it and starts eating it. And it was legit. And I remember being disgusted by that. Yeah.
That's a little gross.
That is a little gross. Eating squid in general is gross.
Yes.
That's not true. Living. Calamari is delicious.
No, that's not true.
No, yeah. It's gross.
I'm going to have to agree with Mandy on this one. But I've also never had it, so I'm... Fuck my opinion.
It's gross.
Have you had it?
Yes.
I've never had it, and I have no interest in consuming it.
Ugh. Sometime we'll go to Watame. I'll order calamari, and you can try a bite.
I've heard it's rubbery.
Yes.
I would disagree.
I'm not a fan of rubbery texture. That's the reason I didn't like when we went to Brassard's here in Cape, and we got the gator tail or whatever, the bites.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of rubbery and gamey. It wasn't bad, but like I just wanted to say I ate gator.
Yeah, I will say calamari is kind of like the texture is similar to overcooked chicken, but the flavor is fine. Like I actually really like the flavor a lot.
I mean, I'll try it. I'll try it because I'm feeling brave. So
sometime we'll go to Watame.
Yeah.
I still want to go, though, because I want some shrimp on that grill and carbon.
Lindsay, have you been to Watame yet?
Nope.
You should go.
It's so good.
I mean, I've been to a hibachi-style restaurant before.
But have you been to Watame?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
You need to...
Because they have the stuff they call yum-yum sauce. Yeah, no, it's really hard to say.
Sounds really dirty.
I know.
Seriously.
But it's, like, that's actually what they call
I've got the
yum-yum sauce.
Are you sure that's not a rap single?
I'm not certain about that at all. But I also know what's the name of this sauce.
I usually get it's really good, and they cook it there in front. Even if you don't get the stuff they cook in front of you, it's just really good food. But when they cook it in front of you, it's fun.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've been to a hibachi style restaurant. It's just not that one.
But it's fun.
It can be.
I'd never been to one. I finally went with Allie for her birthday a year and a half ago.
You go to Shogun or Watame?
Watame. Her family invited me, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go. Even though I didn't want to because it's super expensive, but they were paying for it, so there it is.
That's another reason why I don't care if I go or not.
But they, you know, because it was her birthday, they, I talked them into letting her like play the drums, and it was a good time. They're very interactive with you. They try to make it fun.
Yeah, they put on a show.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes it worth the price of admission.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's like $15 for a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, it's not what I
which I
get.
Mean, technically for steak and seafood, $15 to $25.
Mine's around $20 because I get the shrimp and steak. I think it is, or shrimp and chicken or something like that.
You do the surf and turf.
The surf and turf. Yeah.
I usually do calamari and steak. Woo, it's good stuff.
Do they wrap the steak with like tentacles?
No. No, the calamari is actually like, it comes out looking like,
it's just little bites, right?
Oh, it's not even bite. Like, they actually have like, you know, discs of the calamari. Like, it looks like chicken breast.
Oh, so it's not just tentacle.
No.
I assumed it's tentacles and it writhes on the plate before you eat it.
There are places where you can get food similar to that. And if you put on like soy sauce, you can see like the sodium interacting with it, and it starts moving.
It starts wiggling. I've seen videos. It's gross.
No, who would eat that?
I don't. I'm curious enough that I would try it.
Well, I know like Ariel and Haley would get like octopus and have it, and I'm like, no, it's got suction cups. How can you eat that? That's gross.
That is gross. When Watami first opened, my friend Melody, she went over there and she said that the wait was so long they were giving out like freebies to keep people happy. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. What they give you? She said they gave them like little bite-sized octopi, and you would pop the entire octopus in your mouth and eat it. And I was like, that's disgusting. Oh my god, that's gross.
I mean, it might be. It might also be delicious.
I mean, Ariel and Haley like the taste of the octopus. I refuse to try it.
I feel like it'd be the world's most disgusting gusher.
I would need you to blindfold me.
I just got
not
a really gross
me.
Visual with that.
I mean, you like shrimp, right?
I do.
That's almost the same thing.
I don't know. I think
they
it's
take the head off the shrimp, and the rest of that's all shrimp, baby.
Well, no, the shrimp is just the tail. Shrimp, it's just a tail, and for whatever reason, I'm okay with that. But if I had to eat the whole shrimp, because I know there are some people that don't, they like,
they just leave, yeah,
they just
no.
suck it right out of the shrimp's head and stuff. Like, I can't, that's disgusting to me too.
You do that with like lobster and everything else too.
Yeah, it was bad enough when I worked in a restaurant watching them devein and like take apart the shrimps and stuff.
I don't hear about
gross.
It. So I'd like to eat shrimp again in the future.
I like shrimp a lot.
It's shrimp good. Is one of the best. Remember, we used to go get the me and Bob went to all you can eat shrimp, and eventually they stopped asking us what they wanted. We wanted
started throwing it at the table.
Plates of shrimp nonstop. To me and Jesse are sweating. We're like, I don't want any more. But Bob's like, one more round.
Bob was like, yeah, no, y'all.
I mean,
really
to
done.
Be fair, you guys did that with wings for a while too.
Wings were my favorite because we would get the plate and we would go like four or five plates deep. Mimi would order it too, and she'd have half of one and quit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do you waste the money?
Why didn't you just order 10 wings?
Here's a packet of crackers. Go nuts.
Yeah, my favorite part about that trip out with Bob, whenever he was like, no, y'all ain't going to go one more. Like, and then because we didn't want to go another one, he ordered, what was it, a chocolate lava cake?
Yeah, something like that.
And when we get wings, he would always talk us into one more.
Yeah.
Just, we'd be sweating, and we're like, no, I don't want any more. Like, go one more, can't you? One more. And that's what made me the healthy individual you see in front of you.
Yeah, I can only imagine living with Bob with that kind of pressure, because he was somehow very persuasive.
He is. He's toned it down a lot because he works late, and by the time he gets home, I've already eaten. Because we usually eat right after we record the show. We go home and I edit and we cook. So I don't really wait up for him. But he used to come home and cook good stuff because he was trying to be healthy. Now I check the freezer and there's just bags of pizza rolls again. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's slipping. He's reverting back.
I mean, pizza rolls are cheap.
And delicious.
And delicious.
But
and
he gave it up. He got in such good shape there for a while. But then the scarecrow hit him with the fear gas and he saw his worst nightmare. And now he's going back to it. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about tonight?
What's that?
I said we were going to talk about happy things, so we're going to talk about happy things. I'm still looking up anime movies that were turned into live-action films. Because there's more coming. There's Akira.
Yeah.
Akira's
I remember hearing
movie.
About that one. Now, if they do the visuals on that, the way they did Ghost in the Shell, that could be awesome. But I don't want to see that teddy bear spewing milk. Because that's just creepy in its own.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I never saw Akira. So.
I saw it a lot.
I don't
I'm
remember
pretty
it.
Sure that's a movie
There's
I watched with Pat a long time ago.
There's a scene where Tetsuo is basically tripping, and these toys basically take on the personas of these other like kids in the psych ward that he's in.
Oh, maybe I didn't see it.
But there's this, they get really, really big, and then there's this creepy looking teddy bear, and it starts like spewing milk out of its non-existent pores, and it's creepy.
Huh?
It's real creepy.
I'll go out on a limit, and say that I didn't really like Akira.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but animation-wise, it's amazing.
Before I started working at GameStop, I went in to buy Vash the Stampede, the figure yes. from Trigun. And the guy that was working, I think it was Matt Sism. I'm pretty sure it was Matt Sism. He tried to convince me to get Akira instead. He's like, Akira's a better anime. And I was like, well, I mean, that's your opinion, and you're wrong. Because I like Vash the Stampede. Look at him. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. You've seen Vash the Stampede, haven't
yeah.
you, Jesse?
I've seen Trigun, yeah.
Yeah, because you had the normal paint, and I had the alternate paint yeah. of those. I mean, I had the Akira figures of them also, but that's because my toy store, they went on clearance for like $2.99, and I bought anything and everything anime when I could. Uh-huh.
Yep. I remember KB Toys.
Yep. Remember KB Toys? They were in the mall, right?
I actually yeah. might still have my Kaneda figure.
I have some Tenchi Muyo stuff from there.
Oh, I had so much Tenchi stuff. I sold all of it, though.
I like the anime.
Tenchi?
Yeah. I remember watching it, and my brother
I know where this is going to go.
My brother would walk in and say, which one's he fucking? Like, none of them. He's actually actively trying to avoid them. Is he gay? Well, no. Not all men just fuck anything that gets in front of them. That's a certain man we all know that I'm not going to mention his name.
We all got it.
I made a letter.
It was a big letter.
I don't think you had to.
Yeah.
You guys knew. Okay.
Anyway.
So I told Lindsay last week. I was like, you pick the subject next week since you're so goddamn important. And she wanted to talk about Pokemon.
I mean, you know what I'm going to pick.
That's fine. We haven't talked about Pokemon in a while.
I'm predictable.
But I don't want to talk about what we normally talk about. I didn't want to do another like, what's your favorite fire type? You know, or anything like that. That was insulting. So we're going to talk about our least favorite Pokemon, uh-huh. ones we hate. And not only that, but Pokemon's coming back to theater. You sent me something that was pretty cool. We're yes. going to go to.
Assuming
now tell about it.
Okay, so the 20th Pokemon movie, I Choose You, is having limited...
I'm sorry, how many movies is there now?
20.
Holy shit.
That's almost as many as The Land Before Time.
I know, right? But it's having limited theater release.
I'm sorry. How can they stretch this story out over 20 movies?
This is a reboot. This is going back to the original first episode when Ash gets Pikachu.
And he chooses him.
Yes.
And he can choose him and get stuck with him.
Yes.
That's true.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Poor Ash. It's... He got stuck with the strongest Pokemon in history.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's not I chose you, Pikachu. It's I got fucking stuck with you because I didn't wake up late.
I think that's a better title. Pokemon the movie. Because I'm lazy, I got stuck with the best Pokemon anyone would ever know.
But yeah, it's a reboot. And he doesn't travel around with Misty and Brock. There's new characters.
There's the newer
Pokemon are mixed in there too. Like I think one of the ones he runs around with has a Piplup. Or something like that. I don't remember all of it.
I mean, that's kind of cool, only because I always thought it was stupid in the Pokemon games, especially where it was like, and we've talked about it before. I'm the professor. I know everything about Pokemon. There's
150.
Next what? Game, we were wrong.
There's 251.
There's actually over 700 Pokemon we didn't know about.
We're at 803 right now.
Because we don't have cameras.
We can't see outside our own region.
I still really like that theory that the games are, you know, playing out in reverse.
Oh, that they're actually dying off?
Yeah.
So basically, when you get to the first Pokemon game, it's like, well, due to us destroying their habitat, there's 140 Pokemon in the world. What? 122. Because we just lost Squirtles.
God.
Because, yeah, that was one of the things, like, because Sarge talked about, you know, the great Pokemon war and everything. Uh-huh. So, you know.
That's a good-ass theory.
I really like it.
No, there's a lot of awesome Pokemon theories out there.
We also, also explain why the professors went from being... Like, in the newer games, they're fucking Abercrombie and Fitch models. Yeah. And in the original, Professor Oak's just some crazy old man.
That is right? Banging your mom.
He kind of looks like Rick.
A little bit.
He kind of looks like Rick.
Like a more cleaned up Rick.
Yeah.
Cut his hair. Stopped drinking. Banged your mom.
Got his stuff together. Found a woman. Settled down.
Several women, from what I understand.
But at the very least, your mom.
You should have a lot of girlfriends, Professor Oak. Well, there's one I like most.
Your mother.
Anyway.
Now go on your adventure.
Anywho.
Go on your adventure across the world, 10-year-old child without a father.
Yes. Yes.
And if someone offers you a ride, take it. All right. So that movie's coming.
It's in November. In our November 4th, I think, in our area, it's November 4th and 5th. It's one of the Phantom events.
Right.
If you go on their website or if you go to Pokemon.com, they have a link to finding times in your area.
And you also get a special card.
Yes. Everyone that goes to the film is going to get a QR code that will give you a Pikachu wearing Ash's hat that he wears in this movie for Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. And there's also supposed to be a trading card promo, like what they used to do for the older movies when they were in theaters.
I still have those promos somewhere.
So do I. Yeah.
Didn't Ash and Pikachu fuse at some point?
That's Ash and Greninja. Yeah.
Greninja, bro.
But they fused? What?
Well, they didn't truly fuse. Like, their bond was so great that somehow ESP. Greninja kind of, like, took on aspects of Ash. And whenever he got hurt, Ash kind of... It's like their souls merged.
Yeah.
But he got that with Greninja, not Pikachu.
I know,
Greninja
right?
was pretty Pikachu awesome. Thinking.
Yeah, but Pikachu's been there with him since the beginning. He chose him, Pikachu.
Yeah, but... Ash couldn't handle Pikachu.
He what?
Ash couldn't handle Pikachu.
It's because Pikachu won't evolve, man.
Well, no, he would just. Oh, what was it? Ash didn't want him to.
No, Pikachu didn't want him to.
Because Ash actually got a Thunderstone to evolve him
to fight against that Raichu.
Fight Sasha's Raichu.
Yeah,
I bet he still won though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Fuck Pikachu.
Pikachu is faster.
Now, yeah, in that first like series of Pokemon, like Pikachu just beat everything.
Yeah,
he beat a Dragonite.
That's what I said. He's the best Pokemon ever, and he got and Ash got him by luck.
I mean, he was in the first series. After that.
Is he still? Is he not?
He's been beaten Sun and Moon.
They nerfed him.
He got nerfed hard.
Okay, Sun and Moon.
He can only resurrect one Pokemon at a time now.
Downgrade on people to draw because Sun and Moon looks.
It's a different art style.
They suck.
It's weird. I don't know. It's kind of grown on me.
No, I mean I've only seen a few episodes, but Ash looks like an idiot.
Ash is an idiot, but
it's weird coming off the hands of that what was it called, the Pokemon. Moments or what was it called? Origins.
Well, Origins Generations. Is that what the other one they did? Yeah,
I think it was.
Generations.
Maybe it
was gorgeous.
But yeah, it's like they had this great animation and it looked so cool. And then it was like let's send it back to Korea. And it wasn't even the good Korea.
They purposely went in a different art direction with it.
No, nothing goes to North Korea.
I mean, you can be wrong. Well, I think a bunch of missiles might soon.
No, they'll be coming from.
Yeah.
Can it be both? So let's talk about our least favorite Pokemon, because we tore apart Star Wars a couple of weeks ago, and that was a fun show. So let's tear apart Pokemon, because Pokemon's terrible.
We just said there's 800, and I only know like 200.
Well, luckily,
in those 200, you've got to have a couple that you hate.
I have a list of the 20 worst designs.
Pull up some shit on your iPad.
Well, I've got a list here. Don't worry. I'm going to read this list. But real quick. Does Pokemon take place in our world, like Earth?
It's a version. Well, it's supposed to be a version of our world because they have each of the games take place in places that are based on
places in our world.
So like Aloha or
Hawaii.
Yeah,
but it's not Earth. But it's not like America, Alola. North America, anything like that.
No, right. Well, okay. I mean technically not, but probably
name wise.
No, name wise is definitely not.
So there's no other animals in the world except Pokemon.
No, you never see another animal in there.
Okay, so they literally eat Pokemon then. I just wanted to verify that.
They get Taurus burgers.
Okay. Whoa. So here's according to Digital Spy, this is the 20 worst Pokemon designs, and I just want to torture Lindsay a little bit because number one is Spoink.
But maybe, it's adorable.
Maybe there's no Spoink here.
It has a terrible fate that if it ever stops bouncing, it'll die. But it's so cute.
So I'm gonna show Mandy these designs as we talk about them because Jesse, I assume, knows them because Jesse's pretty smart on Pokemon.
I know a lot of them. I know Spoink,
and Spoink is kind of cute.
I actually remember one that I hate.
We'll talk about our personal dislikes because I have a couple that I truly, truly hate too. Number 19 or number 2, whatever. Chimeco.
Chimeco? Aw, yeah. But it's adorable also. It's useless, but it's adorable.
I want to hear if there are any Pokemon that Lindsay doesn't go aw to.
Yeah. Is that a scarf attached to it?
What the fuck is Gotharita?
What the fuck?
Gotharita's kind of dumb.
Stupid ass.
That's from Gen 5.
So this is basically for people like Nate to jerk off to, right?
Because a bitch is in a dress. Well,
she's in a dress.
Uh-huh.
Or whichever version.
Okay, that one, I disagree with that one.
Now, no. Is Gotharita the full one that looks like the Christmas tree, or is it the one you still see its legs?
You still see its legs. That's okay, Gotha tail.
Okay, so it's the middle version.
I disagree with this one. No, Hone Edge and Double Blade.
I love the swords.
Those look awesome. They're just swords.
My Double Blade was like one of my favorites in X and Y. Like, yeah. I really liked using that one.
That was cool in the final
battle. I probably hate them because they're a pain in the butt to go up against.
Litwick, Lampin, and Chandelure.
Yeah, they're...
I think those look kind of cool, too.
Although, to be fair, Chandelure is popular with a lot of people.
Chandelure looks... I mean, they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Litwick, I think, is the coolest of that evolution line.
The candle itself.
It's
got the emo hair.
Yeah. Comfy?
Comfy?
That's a lay.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah. It's a fairy type. It's comfy.
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 That's a stupid
one. The Hawaii.
It's kind of dumb. Yeah.
Clink, clang, and clink, clang.
The gears from Gen 5. Yeah.
AKA.
They're kind of dumb. They get more gears, so they get bigger. Kind of like how Magnetite and Magneton.
This is terrible. Pineco.
Pineco.
Yeah.
Voltorb and Electrobe. Because they're just Pokeballs.
You know, I'm really glad they had some... Because I was going to go on like a tirade if they didn't have any Gen 1s. Because people always give these newer generation shit on like some really dumb Pokemon. I'm like, Gen 1 is not innocent, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of terrible ones, and I'm hoping they're on here too. Unknowns.
I kind of like
the unknowns.
They're just letters.
But it's neat.
Yeah, but it's fun to it was be cool in the lore.
They're useless,
and write
don't
them
get
out.
Me wrong.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They were neat to see floating around.
Oh,
I love Dedenne.
Oh, I love Dedenne.
Probably mostly because I liked him in X and Y. Because
Agumi?
Agumi's alright. Dedenne's the bomb.
He's cute.
I mean, he's another Pikachu clone, yes.
Yeah.
It does say the Dedenne is basically a ripoff of all the other mouse Pokemon the company has ever produced.
I mean, to be fair, every single generation has a Pikachu clone.
Yeah,
they always try to recapture that magic.
Uh-huh.
Never happens.
No.
Love Disc is it's a fish shaped like a heart.
It is.
Don't defend it.
I'm not.
Stop defending it.
I have a plushie of it.
Apparently, Ludvisk is a fish. obviously.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have any gills. It doesn't have any any fins. How the fuck does it move underwater?
But to us, it looks like Pokemon designed by a 4-year-old girl. It's even more lame when you use.
I mean, it's also a useless Pokemon.
Burmy.
What is it?
It's a bug type from Gen 4 that, depending on where you catch it, it can either be a grass, a ground, or a steel type.
Why is the steel pink?
Because it's trash.
Fuck!
No, like literally, it's garbage.
Fungus Amoongus.
Yeah, the
get
yeah.
the fuck out of here.
That was also a Gen 5, the mushroom Pokemon.
It has the Pokeball symbol on
its head, yeah.
Like, are you fucking...
Yep.
And its name is Fungus Amoongus.
Yep, it's a grass poison type.
Which one's Gen 5?
Which
game is that?
Black and White.
Okay, I remember you hating Black and White.
I did.
And now I see
there
why.
There were some... There were some in Black and White I really liked, and there were a bunch that's just like, what is this? And the graphics just kind of hurt me in the game.
Fucking Pokemimi is on here. Jinx.
Jinx. No smoochum.
No! I'll do it for Jesse.
I was too shocked. I couldn't say it myself.
Jinx is the most racist ass shit.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's those massive hands.
Because in the original, it was black.
The axe murderer's stand.
She was not purple.
They changed it
she
to purple.
She was straight up blackface.
With giant red lips.
Straight up pink. Blackface.
Then this was Gen 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probopass.
It's
got nose hair.
Yeah, that's what nose pass evolves into. It kind of looks like a rock Mr. Potato Head, doesn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah, Probopass,
What the fuck is Binnacle?
I saw that was in Pokemon X and Y. Because it got split in half.
Yes.
It looks like someone's torso with his feet sticking up.
Yeah, it's weird. It's supposed to be like a claw barnacle thing. It's weird.
Why would anyone ever want to catch that?
I don't know. I've never even seen it in my game.
Oh, good. The ice cream cone.
I was going to say, they better be in there.
Vanillite, Vanillish, and Vanillux.
Yep.
Vanilla Deluxe.
Artistically broken is what the Pokemon company is, yet rich as shit.
This one. That is the one I hate so much.
That is literally
fucking
a key
it's
ring.
It's a set of keys.
Oh, Clefki.
And that
Clefki.
Pissed me off so bad because you don't know what fucking type it is, and you go in there
it's
trying to
It's a fairy
steel
type.
It's a piece of shit, Lindsay.
It's a fairy steel type.
Don't defend it.
I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying the only thing that's kind of cool about its backstory is that it's a Pokemon that literally collects keys as you go along. Like, anytime someone loses one, it collects it and just keeps it with it.
Number one, its name is Garbage. Trubbish and Garbage. Aww. Don't aw.
Trubbish is adorable. It's disgustingness, but it's still.
I would take Muck and its nasty over that pile of garbage.
You haven't seen the episode with Trubbish.
No, Trubbish looks like his mom forgot to put his mittens on. Trubbish looks like he's coming in here for $2 game plays.
I mean, oh, come on.
Yeah, that cleft, the key one. Oh, that pissed
Trubbish looks like a Hanzo main.
Genji main.
Okay, well, I found a list of most hated Pokemon, and there's a few different ones on there.
All right, what do you got?
My list, also the one I found, also has Smoochum, which is Jinx's preform.
Smoochum is...
Hold on, so you finished that list?
Yeah.
So that list didn't have...
Oh, hold on. No, let's hear her list, because right, I know where you're going with this, and I want to explore it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Yeah.
So Smoochum, Trubbish is on this one, too. Cricketot, which it's just a little cricket.
Oh, I mean, that's not terrible. That's not as insulting as I...
Pat Rat. Fungus is on there.
I can't get over Fungus.
I love Fungus.
Stunfisk? Is that? Yeah, Stunfisk.
Duffar.
It's pretty much a flat fish that's electric ground type.
See, I'm still borderline on those. Those are okay.
Love Disc is in there.
It's terrible.
Gothelita.
What the fuck?
Cascoon and Silcoon. I'll argue that because I love my Dustox.
Yeah, I mean, they're just...
The only thing that stinks about them is you never know what your Wurmple's going to evolve into.
Do they come in a pair like
no,
that?
No. Okay. You have Wurmple you have a chance of it evolving into one of those two, and depending on which one it is, you get a different final evolution.
Oh. Jesse, do you think when Jesus died for our sins, he ever thought the words, you never know what your Wurmple will evolve into, would be something he would hear?
I mean... He'll never hear that.
Or he hears everything.
No, it's God that hears it. Well, I guess if
and then
the same
Burmese
thing,
at the top of this
That's very
list.
Confusing.
It is. Go. That'll be a show in a month. Yeah. We'll do that. All right, so that's Lindsay's terrible list. Now, Jesse, let's go over the ones that were not on the list.
And that's just one I found. It's a reader's choice by IGN.
That clearly should have been on the list. You go first.
I mean, all right.
Bidoof.
How are Grimer and Muck not on that list?
They're just giant.
You have a giant pile of crud that evolves into a larger pile of crud.
So in
their Alolan forms are Technicolor.
That's true.
So in Sun 2 and Moon 2, when there's the new evolve form crud, Jesse's gonna fucking flip.
And it's just an even larger pile of goo.
It gains like a finger out of it or something.
And then you've got like
Muck
Mr. Mime.
Already has the, yeah, I
oh
hate
yeah,
Mr.
Mime.
Was,
I don't understand how Mr. Mime doesn't make the list of every terrible thing ever.
The only thing Mr. Mime is good for, I have a card in my Pokemon trading card game in which he protects your entire bench from extra damage.
The only thing Mr. Mime is good for is to sweep Ash's mom's floors while Professor Oak bangs her in the back.
Frees up all that time.
Literally,
from
their
Professor
main.
Oak.
Mr. Mime, the suicide rate for Mr. Mimes is astronomical. Once they become sentient about what they are, well, self-aware, self-cognizant of their existence, they kill themselves.
Well, you know which ones kill themselves faster.
What's that?
The female Mr. Mimes, because they're still Mr. Mimes.
Wait, there's a female Mr. Mime?
Yes.
And it's called Mr. Mime.
It's still Mr. Mime.
Is this some transgender shit you're trying to pull on me?
No, it has gender.
Keep your liberal views off this show.
Well, right. That's like Wobbuffet, and then there's a female Wobbuffet.
Where it just gets lipstick? Yeah, that's the one I caught in Go, and it's creepy as all get out.
All right. Moving on from Mr. Mime. Execute. How is Execute not on that list? That's a fucking pile of broken eggs.
And then he only gets worse. Because he turns into a big-ass palm tree.
Yeah, and then he turns into
a long-necked palm tree. Isn't that a dragon type?
Yes.
That ain't my dragons.
I know.
That produced some of the best memes came out of that. They had you had like this table with these dragon Pokemon hanging out, right? And Charizard shows up. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? And they're like, oh, sorry, dragons only. And then Execute just slams his head down on the table. Hey, guys!
I'd love to see Game of Thrones when the dragon at the end looks like that fucker. A giant palm tree with eggs hanging off of it.
One hanging. Oh. Which one is the unlucky egg that becomes the ass like head? Because that's the thing. Like, I don't know if you noticed that with the Alolan one.
It has one on the tail,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
One of the heads becomes the ass. Like, he just has to hang out there all
they,
day.
They, like, grouped up on him and.
They voted lottery style.
Right. But again, how does that not end up on the list? That's a carton of busted eggs.
Or Ditto's just a fucking blob.
That too.
Yeah, but Ditto has for the porn industry, Ditto has the best use.
Now, I see so far all of you guys are pulling out ones that are like dumb designs. Like, I have Pokemon I hate because they're a bitch to go up against.
Well, but you have to remember that I don't play Pokemon much. All I can do is judge them based on their looks.
Physical looks.
Which is what you should never do in life. any monkey Pokemon. There's not been a single monkey Pokemon in the game that I have not hated. Every one of them looks stupid.
Chimchar looks all right.
I mean,
I don't remember him, but I'm sure he looks the worst.
His final form.
He was one of the starters. Yeah, I liked the final form, I guess, is Infernape. The important part. I liked Infernape. I thought he looked kind of cool.
I'd say of them, it's probably the best one. But yeah, I'm not a fan of Aipom. I hate Ambipom even more.
There was the three that were three different...
Pansage,
Panseer, and then
Panpour.
Yeah, those are pretty terrible.
Which the only reason I kind of started to like Pansage was because it was Silens in the anime, and Silen cracks me up. So
fair enough.
I'm looking at more dumbest looking.
I know, I found like the top 10.
Yeah, no.
I remember ones that I can't remember off of my head. Oh, there's a bat that's a giant heart.
Oh, Woobat.
Woobat, that's stupid.
Or rather, Swoobat's dumber looking.
Swoobat!
I like Woobat, it's cute, but Swoobat is just dumb looking. Because it's got a heart pig nose, but it's a bat.
I've got the 25 worst. This isn't just based on looks. This is also based on how bad they are. So you tell me if they're right. And this is on Dorkly. We like Dorkly.
We do like Dorkly.
For the most part. Even though they have that stupid ass This Day in Nerd History, but it's never anything based on a date in history. I hate that. I hate that so much. That's like when I played that Mario World game on Wii U, and I go to Iceland, and the first level is like a desert level. No. Cascoon and Silcoon, 25 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Purrugly. Oh, Purrugly, the big fat kitty cat.
He's just a cat that he looks like Hunter's dog Parker because he's buff, except he lacks the whimsy of a Parker. Look at that stupid fucking cat.
It's just a very angry fat cat.
Gothita again, because that is just the worst.
Yeah.
Watchog.
Watchog? That's what Pat Rat evolves into. Yeah.
Dunsparce.
Aw, poor Dunsparce.
Sunkern, I completely agree on.
Yeah, Sunkern's been making me mad and go.
Wormadam.
Wormadam. Like that is what Burmy evolves into.
Pat Rat. Zubat.
Oh, I like Zubat. They're annoying as hell, but I like Zubat.
Bibarel?
The barrel. That's what Bidoof becomes.
The barrel. It says Bidoof was perfect. Then he became this thing.
This dumb thing.
Burmy.
Aromatisse?
Aromatisse.
Oh, it's that creepy bird thing.
It looks
Aromatisse.
It looks like one of those old school, like old West dancers.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's shaking the skirt.
Okay.
Why do she
needs to be in the Moulin Rouge.
Why do they feel the need to make Pokemon sexy?
I don't know. It's disturbing.
Because Gardevoir is really popular.
Gardevoir needs to stop having full art cards. I am tired of Gardevoir full art cards.
She's very popular.
And Lucario is like the mascot for
furries.
He's like when you're on the verge of becoming a furry. He sets you over the edge. He touches you in a place no Pokemon touched you before.
No, stop.
Swirlix, which is...
Cotton candy class.
And with his tongue sticking out. Yeah.
There's the Woobat.
Woobat.
That is so stupid.
It's so
looking.
Fluffy, though.
I hope they all die. That's what it says.
Clink again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What?
Fucking Fungus again.
Fungus.
Diggersby.
Oh, my. Diggersby. Is that what Bunnelby
becomes? That's what Bunnelby becomes.
Bunnelby is never evolving.
Just never evolve your
because
Bunnelby.
Because that looks like a jacked up Nesquik rabbit.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
And I'm fully aware Diggersby isn't a racist term. But I feel like it should be like apple pickers. Goddamn apple pickers came and took my job. Smoochum.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it. Slurpuff.
That is what Swirlix evolves into. It's kind of weird. I'm not a fan of it. Really? They are the early fairy types. I'm just, I can't get behind them. I'm
Vanillite, sorry. Binacle, Stunfisk again. Trubbish again forever. And Love Disc is number one. I'm shocked that so many of these are missing out on the worst ones, like Mr. Mime.
Yeah. All right. Also from Dorkly, I've got another list here of the 8 first generation Pokemon dumber than anything that came after.
Yes.
Let's see what we got.
My body is ready.
Number 8 is Porygon.
Aww.
I can't support that. Porygon's kind of cool.
No, I kind of like the idea, though. It's like, hey, because like, they have a pitch for each of these. It's like, hey, you know what's crazy? Computers. What about a computer program Pokemon? Yeah, sure, it can exist in the real world, even though it's explicitly made out of virtual polygons.
And it nearly killed like 9,000 Japanese kids.
Wait, what?
Remember the Porygon's the never been in an episode because of the seizures in the episode that it was in. Even though Porygon wasn't the reason, there's a scene where, like, is it red and yellow flash on the screen really fast and was causing
seizures. And a bunch of kids
seizures.
Got seizures in Japan, so they, yeah.
But, yeah, Porygon has never been any of the TV episodes. It has briefly appeared in a couple of the movies, but literally, like, it just appears on screen and then goes off somewhere else.
It's just in the background with a sign that says, no one loves me.
Now, I think they made up for it, though, because in the trading card game, there are a ton of Porygon cards.
There are quite a
yeah,
few.
Because they don't flash on the trade card game.
Exactly.
He ends up being on a lot of just card art in general, like from when I played.
I like
anyway.
Virtual Duck.
Virtual
is he a
duck?
Duck?
I mean, he does
kind
look a little
of,
bit.
Kind of. Like a duck. It looks a little.
Yeah.
Looks like a low-poly duck. Number 7, Lickitung.
Lickitung!
Shit.
Fuck. It gets even worse when it evolves into Licky Licky.
I didn't know it had an evolution.
Well, I have to look
Japanese
up Licky. Do I have to look up Licky Licky for you?
Came up with Lickitung and then Licky Licky.
Licky Licky.
Oh, Licky. Me riking the fried rice. I've been dicking a long time.
And Shannon has brought it out again.
So the pitch on this one, it's like a dinosaur or something. That's not important. What is important is it has a huge tongue, like bigger than a normal tongue would be. Also, it's always out for some reason. That's enough to justify an entire Pokemon, right?
I also enjoy
that's
the
gonna,
porn
that's
versions
just
of that.
Bring up something
Dickitung
bad.
And Dicky Dicky.
Oh.
Number 6, Snorlax.
Aww.
I like the caption on it, like, Mondays? I hate Mondays. And the pitch, a fat sleeping thing? Maybe a cat? Who cares? The point is, it's very sleepy and fat.
That's Licky Licky.
Licky Licky.
Oh my God.
Basically, its tongue gets straighter and it gets a little like scarf and gets fatter.
I don't.
It kind of looks like it. It kind of looks like it ate Ditto.
I don't like Snorlax because it triggers me.
What?
I could have caught a Snorlax today if I didn't have to be at work.
It reminds me of things.
That's. I feel like that.
Oh, I get it. There you go. I got it. I got it. Number 5, Magnemite.
Fair enough.
Is that one with the ass head?
That's Magmar.
That's a stupid one too.
Yeah, Magnemite is what was stuck on my Go screen when I got locked out, and I was confused why there was a random Magnemite asking me if I was a robot.
Magnemite, it's basically a magnet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's because it's basically like Magnemite. It's the orb with the screw coming out of its head.
Yes.
And the screw's coming out of the front of it.
Gotcha.
One eye and a couple of magnets.
Mandy, you look lovely tonight, by the way. You would never take the hat off for me.
Jeez, guys, we need more electric types. Hey, are magnets electric? Electromagnets are definitely a thing. But what if magnets were alive and had one eye and floated? I love the pitches for these.
Yeah, because they're putting more thought into it than the people that actually made it.
Yeah, almost certainly. All right, Exeggutor is number 4.
Okay.
That's just eggs. They're eggs that look like they belong in prison.
No, that's execute.
Yeah, Exeggutor is the evolution.
But they're still eggs, right?
No.
They're more like coconut things.
Yeah, they turn into coconuts.
How do you go from eggs to coconuts?
Listen.
It's not the real world,
that's not how evolution works.
All right, well, here's the pitch. I saw, like, the tagline for it. Everyone prefers their eggs fresh from the palm tree.
That's all you need to say.
But the pitch.
Freshly squeezed eggs.
Remember that group of eggs that are single Pokemon? Well, they evolve into a palm tree. A walking tree. A walking palm tree that's growing eggs. We'll call them seeds in the Pokedex entry. But come on. Those are clearly sentient eggs. All right.
Now I'm starting to see why religious groups hated Pokemon.
Right?
Yeah.
Number 3 is
clearly bad.
Mm-hmm. Jinx.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, all right. I'm surprised it was number 3 on the list. I'm surprised not number 1. The tagline. racist depictions can be Pokemon too.
Jinx should get married to Mr. Popo. They should be a couple.
I'm sure it's been drawn.
Well, yeah, you can
almost
draw
certainly.
It.
You can draw it.
I'm pretty sure it's probably already been done.
You can
we'll
do it better.
Put your own twist.
Fair enough.
All right.
Put Mr. Mime lurking in the background.
Ooh, do an it picture with Mr. Mime.
I should.
Oh, that would actually be awesome. That'd yeah, be cool. Mr. Mime.
I don't know if I can draw that creepy, though.
Just draw Mr. Mime.
Or just draw Mr. Mime.
There it is.
I'll get it. All right, so Jinx, it's like a lady, but she doesn't have a nose. But she's pretty much just a person. Also, is blackface still an okay thing? I like it quite a bit. Number two, Voltorb, which, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Kaboom.
We need some filler Pokemon, like something we already have a design for that's incredibly simple, but with these eyes or whatever. Oh, I know. We already have all these Pokeball sprites. Why not just put some eyes on them and call them a Pokemon?
They put the googly yeah. eyes on them. That's what they did when they were born.
That should be the next evolution, is just the Pokeball with googly eyes. Hey, Ash!
What if he threw Pokeball and it had googly's eye on it? They just throw that sucker and it would just trip out the Pokemon.
The worst Pokemon trainer is the one that just bought all Voltorbs and tried to catch Pokemon with them. I'm going to get that Bidoof. Boom!
Why my Voltorbs keep blowing up? Why my Pokeballs keep blowing up?
These Pokeballs suck.
They go away, and then the Pokemon dies.
But they're great for fishing. You just throw them in the water.
Just Magikarp floating up
they
the
just
top.
Float up.
Oh, my God. Lindsay, make a comic. Right. Make a comic.
Make a comic called How Not to Pokemon.
So, number one on their list.
It's going to be a four.
Should we take a
comic?
Guess?
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and take a look. Take a guess.
Is
who's
it,
the worst?
It's Gen 1, right?
Yeah, it's Gen 1.
Oh, they haven't mentioned Mime yet.
Is it Mr. Mime?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you should tell us. Did we already go
you
over
it? You have
it?
To tell if it's not Mr. Mime.
No, it's Mr. Mime.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
I thought you guys were going to each guess. Yeah.
No, because it has to be. There's no Pokemon in the history
think,
of Pokemon
like, Diglett,
that
but...
is worse than a goddamn mime. Because the thing with Pokemon...
And
I
he talks,
was,
too.
Yeah, they're
Mime.
They're animals. Mm. They're animals. That's what I always thought. Pokemon
yeah,
are animals.
Yeah, the human...
Mr. Mime is not an animal. Yeah.
Now he's some weird, like, elf dude.
Who would want their kid to have that?
Now,
that's clearly a pedophile.
Well, daddy
who is now a fairy type.
Anyways.
No, he looks so happy.
Here's my 10-year-old son I'm going to send out with Mr. Mime. He's going to be on America's Most Wanted.
Okay, I will say, though.
But they all look alike. That's the problem.
Mime Jr. is kind of cute.
What the fuck is a Mime Jr.?
Did you not? Okay.
No, I told you I only know 200
it's
Pokemon.
It's Mr. Mime's pre-evolution.
Well, while she's looking that up, I didn't spend 5 years at medical school to be called Mr.
Dr. Mime?
I saw a mime once. This is the pitch. What if the human being in makeup pretending to be stuck in a box was a Pokemon?
Oh.
And a franchise was born.
Yeah.
That's Mime Jr.
Goddamn Mr. Mime.
Mime Jr. is much cuter than Mr. Mime. Mr. Mime is the most unholy of things.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
It's like there's Crowley.
It doesn't even
and then
look
there's
like
Mr.
that
Mime.
Would turn into Mr. Mime.
I know. It's like it's a little clown.
And why would Mr. Mime not just grow? Like, why wouldn't it age and get bigger? Why do no Pokemon age and get bigger? They just hit a certain point and then they just start flashing.
I don't know.
Well,
there
Ash
was
isn't
that.
Aging either, so they're just in the
That's
hyperbolic time
Ash
chamber
is dead.
Forever.
There was that one really big Dragonite in the original series.
In Sun and Moon, there's a Pokemon
the
that's older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Stoutland, I think, that is Litten's buddy.
Is that the one that dies at the end?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I remember like seeing the clip for that. That was like a super friggin' sad.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
thing.
Talks
what
about
was that in
Sun and Moon.
Oh, that thing he's helping in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
The episode where Charmander, his flame is about to go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was posting and talk about it. You know, one of the saddest things of my childhood. I always think I look at that and I think, boy, you had a good childhood.
See, yeah, that part was sad. I cried at Bye Bye Butterfree.
Bad childhoods? Huh?
I cried at Bye Bye Butterfree.
I can't cry at anything called Bye Bye Butterfree.
I was
sounds
upset
like
when
if
you
I'm
tried
trying
to, let,
to lose weight.
Uh-huh, when you tried to let Pikachu go? Oh, yeah. No, I was.
Butterfree.
No,
still
it's
cry.
The other way around. You're giving up being Butterfree.
Have you seen that comic have I sent you that where he's like, I'm going on a diet. It's a Butterfree diet.
Oh, my.
I still cry during the first movie when he gets stoned and Pikachu cries.
What, did you just say when he gets stoned? So Ash is smoked out?
No, yeah. He's also
no,
not attacked
he turns
with stones.
To stone.
He gets paralyzed.
I thought Misty was like, Ash, you gotta pull out Pikachu. Ash in here, man. He's so high, he doesn't know he's Ash.
I'd be on board.
Oh, goodness.
I now realize I don't remember anything about
Why
the movies.
Why doesn't Pikachu get stoned since Greninja's more important than he is now? He'd just be like, I'm useless, bro.
You mean, at this point, Pikachu doesn't help at all. Like, in any episode that I've seen after the first series, he's just a cute mascot.
He hardly lets him fight in X and Y. It's always, like, Froggy half the time. Mm-hmm. Or Fletchinger.
Yeah. Fletchinger. Yes.
And doesn't at some and point Noibad, you get a...
And Goomy.
Goomy!
Yeah. I love Goomy.
Goomy doesn't fight a whole lot, though.
It's, Goomy intensifies.
Yes.
Oh, Hawlucha.
I was about to say, doesn't he get a Hawlucha at some
Hawlucha.
Point?
Yeah.
Yes. Like Hawlucha.
But there are or some Garudan. Really good... There are some really great Pokemon designs, too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to talk about our favorite, like, designed Pokemon.
Yeah.
But the answer is Gyarados, right? Other than those...
I was about
eyes.
To say, no, it can't be because God of those eyes.
That cross-eyed open mouth look.
And especially
That's
like
why he's so angry.
And his mega evolution. He's like, yeah, I finally turned it from a Magikarp into this, but I still look derpy. Nobody's going to call me that because I'm terrifying, but I'm derpy as shit.
His move is Dragon Rage.
The only dragon move in the game. Only does 40 damage.
Damn it.
That was the original Pokemon game.
Yeah.
Also, dragons were only weak to dragon type moves.
Uh-huh.
So they were only weak, but doesn't matter with weaknesses and resistances. Dragon Rage always does 40.
Yep.
All right. We got to get out of here.
Unless you're Jesse and James, you get fucked.
That was the thing. So we watched one of the movies years later, and I remember going, how are they still doing their job? No one has ever failed at their job that many times and still kept it.
I don't know
well,
if you've
in the later seasons, they kind of...
And then they turned good eventually. But then they turned
in
bad.
In some movies, they help.
There's like minor reboots on things. So like in a later series, Giovanni kind of sends them out as quote-unquote scouts. But it's more or less, here, you go do this and stay out of my way. And then if you give me back something good, then okay, cool.
And in the movies, they usually like end up helping out.
Yeah.
They always help with preventing the end of the world.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they still want to steal that Pikachu.
If there's no world, they can't get that Pikachu,
man. If I'm remembering right, I think in the comics, they just flat out do turn good and just stop being members of Team Rocket.
So at what point, like, since Ash has, like, stopped using Pikachu, do they come up and, like, we got to get that Pikachu? And Ash is just sitting there with all of his great Pokemon. He's like, you can have him.
Yeah, right.
He didn't really do anything anymore.
I got Hawlucha. I got
Greninja. Give me 20 bucks.
I mean, he still does Electro Ball and Iron Tail.
Oh, my God, Electro Ball, like canny. Every other movie. Uh-huh.
All right, we're getting out of here. We're going to get some dinner and say goodnight. Want to remind you guys to, if you're wrestling fans, check out Stride Pro Wrestling this Saturday. At least two members of Podzilla 1985 will be there if you want to go see them. And then on Sunday, we got Nerd Up.
It's true.
With the whole cast.
Maybe.
I now that you don't have Game of Thrones... and you don't have the fantasy football, it's back to the normal evening recording, right?
It should be. Unless, do you guys have a pay-per-view this weekend? Because I think...
Oh, no. No Mercy's not for another couple.
Okay, because that was...
Let me look.
Because last time I talked to Asa, he wasn't sure.
Now you got me worried. Oh, no. Mercy spelled with an E, not a D. No Mercy.
Mercy.
Why are you spelling like me?
Mercy.
Murder key. Jesus, just tell me when it is. It's September 24th.
Okay, so
we're good.
Weeks.
So back to the cool thing. So
we'll get some night shows. Yeah, I don't have to wake up in the morning.
I don't have to get up early, which is nice. Mm-hmm. A couple things I'm assuming you're going to be talking about. Destiny 2?
I mean, we'll probably talk a little bit about the release, but honestly, we talked about Destiny 2 beta for PS4. We talked about Destiny 2 beta for PC. So,
we talked the shader bullshit.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that. I need to look that up and
see.
So you're
supremely disappointed in Destiny 2, aren't you?
I mean, I haven't, like, outside of the beta, I haven't messed with it yet.
But just from what you've, like...
From what I've heard, like...
It's so much like the first game.
Yeah, though a lot of the internet is a lot more happy with this one than they were the first one.
Yeah, I've seen the reviews said that it's everything you want, you know? And they're not even playing the PC version.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for that PC version.
Sounds tasty. All right. We'll see you guys next week for Nerd Up and then all the regular shows. And I think on Tuesday we're doing PW Presents with Jerry Travelstead from Stride. Hopefully we're going to get that done this weekend. You guys have a great weekend. Take care of each other. If you're in the way of those hurricanes, please be safe. We are praying for you. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Can I help you?
Can I help you?
What do you do?
I do it all.
Have a seat.
I will, because that's something I can do.
Do something. Do something.
I am. I did.
What did you do?
It's already done.
What did you do?
I helped you.
Are you drunk?
Not drunk enough. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. Got a job for you.
Okay. I'm hired.
Businessman coming in today. Very important.
Whoa. A real businessman? No way.
He's rectangly. That's how you'll know him. By his rectangularness.
No way.
Drive him to Cheese Industries. You don't even know where that is. That's why we picked you. Because everybody else knows.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look what I found. I gotta do this first.
Okay. That works. How about now?
Yes, how about now?
Yeah, now's good. Before would have been better, but before's over.